Kaya Biz.
It's 36 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Again, you're welcome to our first show for the beginning of the year, 2022. Still getting used to saying that and rolling off our tongue. And we're quite keen to hear from you, right? We'll be talking about a variety of issues over the next hour. But most importantly, many themes that we can anticipate for the remainder of the year. Everything from inflation to expectations for economic growth, how best you can position yourself for ongoing career developments and growth on your end. So the list is endless. But share your thoughts with us on Twitter. At Kaya on Air is the account name to use. Tweet me at Gugumfupi and use the hashtag KayaBiz. As we want to gauge your thoughts, are you ready to even start talking business? Some of us might still be on holiday. But you can't stay on holiday for too long. I tell you why. Because Eskom tariffs are likely going to increase by more than 40%. Now, that's because a number of various stakeholders have until this coming Friday, the 14th of January, to submit written comments to the energy regulator, NERSA, regarding Eskom tariffs, which might potentially increase by 40%. Yep, you heard correct. You and I are pulling our hair out because we're struggling just to afford day-by-day goods and services. What more if our electricity tariffs have to increase by more than 40%? To help us understand and unpack more about the story and, of course, the implications that we need to be mindful of, Ted Blom, who's a senior energy and mining and commodity strategist at Tactician, joins us now to give us some insight. Ted, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, good evening to you.
Very well, thank you, Ted. Thank you so much for joining us and compliments of the season to you. I would say
thank you, likewise.
Thank you. I would say Happy New Year, but it's not a really great start or a happy start to the year, especially in light of what we're reading regarding Eskom. But I guess give us a refresher regarding Eskom, its relationship with NERSA, and these potentially exorbitant increases in costs that we might see from this power entity.
Yes, I think unfortunately you are on the mark as far as the Eskom issues are concerned. In fact, I'm not sure if you're aware that Eskom, while it's just been announced that there are further delays with the refurbishment of Kooberg as well, which is what I anticipated. I mean, you know, it's a massive job that they're trying to do open up a power station that's been sealed for 40 years. And they haven't got all the regulatory approvals yet, despite this thing being booked and scheduled more than 5 years ago. So, yes, we're in for a big mess this year on the energy front, it seems to me.
That raises a lot of concerns because, as you say, the Kooberg revamp has missed its start time. I see that was released in the headlines earlier this morning. And now, of course, the potential increase in these electricity tariffs. How is this even structured and how can stakeholders share their views, I guess, first things first, in terms of the concerns regarding these increase in costs?
Well, you recall, if you've seen any of my previous work, I've been, since 2013, urging people to get off the grid because the people that, if you thought that Eskom was previously captured, it's now probably more captured than it was previously.
Tell us why you say so, Ted.
Oh, very much so, because person that was appointed to lead Eskom came with no track record, and if we saw or read the documents, which is what I've heard all along, the documents relating to the deployment of cadres, etc., the deployment committee of the ANC, it's very clear what's been going on at Eskom is that this government doesn't actually care a continental route for your or my needs. They're using Eskom as a cash cow. I've asked for a forensic investigation into Eskom since 2010. Mm. It's been fobbed off all the time. The time will come. I've already got union backing, and I've got some of the money that I need to launch that application. And I promise you, it'll make the Zondo Commission look like a Sunday picnic because there has been a lot of corruption. It's been deliberately, the Zondo Commission has been deliberately frameworked not to cover into the peak corruption period of Eskom, which actually started in 2006. The actual corruption started in 2001 when the ANC took over control of Eskom by commercializing it and taking it off as an independent state entity. Mm-hmm. And in 2006, it was really humming. It was when I was called back to Eskom by somebody who tried to fight back, the previous financial director. He left in disgust in 2008. I'd uncovered a lot of corruption, and in fact, it's all just been smeared over. And I had three invitations from the Zondi Commission, and all three evaporated before I even got there.
Ah, I recall engaging you in a panel discussion about some of those concerns a few years ago, and it did certainly seem as though the boat has been rocked. But one thing that is quite clear, Ted, is that many might say you've been incredibly critical of Eskom over the last few years and its leadership, and of course unearthing much of the corruption that has taken place there. Where we stand now, and given these potential proposals of a potential increase in electricity tariffs, what does this mean for the broader South African public who unfortunately can't afford to get off the grid at the moment or just don't have those options available to them?
Okay, so if you've got 10 seconds, I want to try and explain to you.
Sure.
Eskom has got captured. They want to now move to renewables at any cost. I'm not even going to speculate who are the big players in the renewables sector waiting with gleeful hands for this to happen. For that to happen and for those people in the renewable sector to make money, and to be able to afford batteries, they need to increase the tariff to about more than 5 rand a kilowatt hour. In fact, the current jockey at Eskom has said that he wants to increase the tariff to more than 3 rand a kilowatt hour. The actual correct, uncorrupted price for Eskom electricity is probably between 50 and 60 cents a kilowatt hour. So, yes, people can make up their own minds. And I can guarantee you that at the current Eskom tariffs, if you go off the grid and you're not an intensive energy user, you will have a payback of under 2 to 3 years. You will actually be saving money within 2 to 3 years, and you will have paid off your installation, and from there on, your power will be next to free. So, yes, there's a whole paradigm being played out by Eskom. They're moving to satisfy the capturers. The capturers want more tariff, and that's exactly where we're heading, and to hell with you, me, and the rest of South Africa.
Hmm. Ted, thank you so much.
I'm sorry to be so blunt. That's the reality of the matter.
We're still a family show, but we hear you. Thank you very much for your time, though, Ted. This is definitely a topic that we will review, especially in light of the fact that there's so many moving parts to it. But that's Ted Blom, Senior Energy, Mining and a Commodity Strategist at Tactician, helping us unpack some of the concerns that continue to come to the fore regarding Eskom. Not only the fact that there's various stakeholders who are looking to make submitted written comments to the energy regulator, NERSA, on Eskom's tariffs in order to limit the kind of increases that we could see take place regarding Eskom electricity tariffs. And also, as we've heard, Kooberg no longer coming on board, or rather delays, late start to the refurbishment there, which again speaks to ongoing electricity delays and maintenance of infrastructure that we witness here in the country. Oh, it's only the first day.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.